good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
We bangana, waniko tontanta, waniko tonta. We banchawa, waniko tonchawa, waniko tonchawa. Wambibita, wansusuta, mewe mangoye, onsisitila. Omumba, umumba, kuba kwe tonchawe. Holy dagala, dagala. Kunukwagala kokwe kutangaza mugwe memu yechitangala tata tondeka mukupalala mukama wombamu nakula ntanze yesu wombamu nakula ntanze holy dagala dagala eyanzi jamunaku dagala dagala eyamba jenda holy dagala dagala Manye wantwala Belanzani Eani majani Weno shala wakunjagala Eno lavu chechitangala Kuno kwa gala kukwe kutangaza Mugwe memu yechitangala Tata tondeka mukupala Wabirita Wansusuta Lewe mangoye Osisitila Umumba umba Kuma betonchawe Holy dagala Dagala
That was our first Caribbean song for the week entitled Dagala, coming from a young artist and producer from out of Uganda, Africa, and he goes by the name of GZ Music. And to many of us out there who love African music but don't understand the language or message, Dagala simply means saved by God. You know, when I was in Africa recently, they gave me an African name. They called me Shamagero, which means miracle. I didn't know what they saw, but, you know, while I was in Uganda and Kenya, it just stuck on me. And, you know, while God continued to work miracles in my life and, you know, used me to do great things, I'm just thankful because he could have used anyone, you know, but God has a sense of humor and he just know how to work with people. It doesn't matter what your circumstances is. You may not be perfect or you may not be the smartest one, but God, he honors your heart. He knows your heart. And so he will use some of the simple people, some of the people that no one even will even imagine or give them an opportunity. But God is amazing, man, you know. But big up yourself, G Music. Keep those great songs coming because music alone is a language and that we all can understand in Jesus' name. Great, great, great stuff, bro. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a multi-gifted songwriter, musician, producer, choir director, singer. And well, brother, you know you always been super cool, too. Jules Judah, welcome, man. How are you, brother?
What's good, Mike D? Man, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor, man. Hope you're making it through the hot summer. Wow, what a hot one.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, man. I'm staying in the AC. You know, I don't mess with outside like that.
Smart man, smart man.
Hey, Brother Jules, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Brother Jules, you are a music genius, man. You know, I was reading your bio, and I was just blown away by all what you have accomplished over the years, you know. You are currently the music director for Bishop Hezekiah Walker since the age of 14 years old. Wow, that is so amazing. You're also responsible for writing all of these big hits over the years for Bishop Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir classic hits like Calling My Name, Faithful Is Our God, God Favored Me. Man, they are some big hits, man, you know. You know, but tell me something. How did you gain the trust and favor of Bishop to make you his music director?
Well, landlord, I'm glad you feel the way you feel about my gift. I'm grateful for it as well. I'm the director now, but I wasn't always a director.
Okay.
Actually, the first thing I've ever done with Bishop Hezekiah Walker was sing in a choir. I wanted to play, but I had to come through the ranks. And throughout the years, things progressed. You know, I started as singing in the choir, then I was able to play for rehearsals, then I was able to play for devotion, then eventually I was allowed to play for the choir. I wasn't the musical director at that time either. When I wrote Calling My Name, I was one of the musicians, but I wasn't the director.
Okay.
So it just goes to show you that this thing is a process, and as I developed, more and more he became to entrust me. And now, you know, I work with him side by side, but it was a process. And I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, man, that's some good stuff, man. You know, and what stands out for me is that word process. There's no success without going through the process. Great stuff.
Congrats on your song, Revival, featuring Tasha Page Lockhart and Leek Spence. Man, tell us about that song and even what Revival means to you.
Well, man, that song has been a blessing. And to God be the glory, thanks for the congrats. The song came to me in the middle of the pandemic. And, you know, from the moment I've heard it in my spirit, you know, it's I use music as medicine. It's therapeutic. And sometimes when you are seeing a way that is not pleasing to you, you got to turn on something that speaks contrary to your attitude, to your mood. And that's what revival is. You know, we have the power to declare, looks like it's going to be a revival. We don't accept what's going on now. We calling for a revival. And that's what that song is, you know. And that's why the Lord gave it to me the way and the time that he did, and I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, well, you're helping people strengthen their relationship with the Lord, man, with that song, man, and even having people that don't have a relationship with the Lord, you know, coming into his fullness of joy and that type thing, man. So, oh, man, yeah, revival in the land, man.
For real. And I really love this song, man. This song is a very beautiful, powerful song. And we truly do need a revival in the land, man. Great song. Brother Jules, you've been so busy, man, you know. And right now you are the music director for hip-hop legend Lauryn Hill, man. Tell us, how did that happen? And how is it working with her? And make sure to let her know that my wife is her number one fan, man. She loves her music, man, you know. Yeah, man.
Well, it was very interesting how I ran into Lauryn. Miss Hill was working, and I found out that she was looking for musicians. And to make a long story short, I figured out a way to reach her and auditioned. We have a mutual friend in which I use to get her attention.
Okay.
And I wasn't the director again when I first started with her. Through process, I ended up, you know, she's really the musical director.
All right.
She has what's called a band leader. And for a couple years, I became the band leader. As of late, I've foregone that position, gave it to someone else because it was something that requires a lot of detail, a lot of attention, and it's really a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she's such a genius that you have to kind of be, if you're not in the studio, you're on the phone with her. And you know, if you're not on the phone with her, then we're in a rehearsal, you know? So it's something that my time didn't allow, and I actually took a little hiatus from working with her for a second, and, you know, I still work with her in musical direction and, of course, in production. However, I had to kind of step down from being the MD because it's such a trying task. She's always recreating, you know, even the songs that have been sung for 25 plus years, you know, she's doing different things, and you know, it's really a full-time job, but I enjoy being part of such a legacy. It's rich and it's fulfilling. And you know, it almost feels like I'm playing for another gospel artist.
Wow.
That's how the lives are touched through that experience. You know, we're getting ready to hit the road with the Fugees and doing these big arenas, man. It's just nostalgic. It's an experience that everyone needs to have at least once in their life. I ain't gonna hold you like that. I love it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Lauryn Hill, wow.
Wow is correct, Mike. And you know, bro, you are just living the dreams of so many people, man. Good stuff. Brother Jules, there is a fan of yours right here in the Bahamas, and he goes by the name of Clifford Big Bruh Riley, and he has a question for you.
Hi, this is Clifford Big Bruh Riley, songwriter and gospel recording artist from Nassau in the Bahamas. Jules Tudor, how would you encourage somebody who sees the glory on you but doesn't understand the process of the fire, but they're going through right now, but they want this glory? How would you encourage them to go through the process of the fire so the glory can be revealed in them? Blessed love, modest and respect always.
Okay, well, Big Bro, ironically, I was reading this morning a story in which Daniel had made a request and it didn't transpire immediately. And when the angel finally approached him, the angel informed Daniel that from the moment you made your request, the Lord has sent it. However, the devil sent diversions, which blocked it. And the archangel Michael had to come help me fight the kingdom of darkness so that your request can finally come into fruition. And I would encourage you, as well as all the other people, that your request is on the way. It's like Amazon, it's in the cart. And you just have to keep activating your faith. Daniel called a fast. He called a fast, and he increased in spirit. And as you increase in spirit, you'll realize that your opposition will diminish, and eventually you're going to get to that place. I hope that helps you.
Amen, Brother Jules. Great word, and I'm sure it did.
Jules, man, you are a musical genius, man. Speaking of Lauryn Hill being a creative musical genius, we certainly appreciate you joining us, man. Keep up the great work and keep keeping God first. And thanks for joining us, Jules Judah.
Hey, man, well, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Mike D, and you, Landlord. And, it's, you know, every opportunity I counted as a blessing, you know. I didn't have to be here, but now that I am, I'm going to give the kingdom all that I got. And I'd like to say to all of the people in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, all of the islands in Africa, all around the world that are listening, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for lending your ears. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a blessing.
The one word I kept hearing over and over again is...
Yeah. Revival, revival,
revival. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Tasha.
Oh.
Y'all ready? It's your boy, Judah, Judah. One, two, three, four.
A revival at hand, a renewed interest in a stronger relationship with God. The song Revival from Jules Judah. He features Tasha Page Lockhart and Leek Spence on Revival. Jules Judah, the outstanding behind-the-scenes songwriter, musician, producer, music director, and more. And of course, he's the longtime music director for Bishop Hezekiah Walker. And Jules Judah is the songwriter of big hits for Hezekiah Walker and Love Fellowship Choir. He wrote songs like Faithful Is Our God and God Favored Me.
And we want to thank New York City's multi-gifted and anointed Jules Judah for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Jules Judah is a talented music man, and Brother Jules is real cool, too.
Mike, you are absolutely correct, you know. Brother Jules is such a cool dude, and it's always great to hear artists' passion and their inspiration right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next is a UK-born artist with Jamaican roots, and her name is Brenda Emmanuel, but she goes by the name of Silver Fox. I want you guys to check out one of her singles entitled It's Already Yours.
The Silver Fox, Brenda Emmanuel, is rocking the neighborhood. Yeah, man. Conceive it, believe it, go ahead and receive it. The songwriter, singer, and worship leader, Brenda Emmanuel, has the song Claim It. It's already yours. Hallelujah. Amen to that. Your great and wonderful dreams are possible with God. Keep the faith. The Silver Fox is definitely ministering with the music, Landlord.
Yeah, Mike, you know, it's already yours. Real talk, coming from the Silver Fox, Brenda Emanuel from out of the UK. She will be performing next month at the International Music Summit in the UK with many artists from out of the Caribbean, America, and all of them are so excited to be such a part of such a great platform for upcoming artists, man, you know? And that is what it's all about, networking, you know, partnering with other people to help bring the vision of God from within you and out to feed the nation, man. Great, 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 great stuff. Great music coming from Brenda Emanuel. It's already yours. Keep up the great work, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, like the mighty oak tree, growing strong in spite of all kinds of headwinds and storms and all kind of different happenings throughout the years. So will you listening stay strong and overcome, prevailing against all adversity that comes your way throughout the years too.
Most definitely, Mike. Good word, man. Good word as always. Thank you. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist, producer, and so much more, Jules Judah, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners and supporters. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike Dean, everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next from out of the UK is another wonderful artist that will also be performing at the Music Summit in UK is LaToya Newland. She has been singing since she was a child. She loved ministry. She's passionate about it. And she says her desire is to draw people closer to Christ. Check out her worship medley right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Oh. Yeah.